It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Yesterday on this program, we heard about drug violence and corruption in Mexico. Our report began with a startling videotape confession by a man who's been roughed up and is about to die. Those are the words of the former head of Tijuana's judicial police, accusing the current attorney general of Baja California of protecting a notorious drug cartel. Today, we cross the border to find out what happens when drug crimes from Mexico reach the U.S. We turned to Amy Isaacson, border reporter for member station KPBS. Let's start with the extent to which drug violence in Tijuana has spilled over into San Diego. And for those who don't know, these cities are right next to each other.
Well, a former assistant U.S. attorney here in San Diego told me that drug cartels really don't care about the border when it comes to violence, when it comes to sending hitmen across the border to San Diego to kill people. Just this past March and April, there were two bodies that were found in the trunks of cars that were abandoned in San Diego neighborhoods that it was pretty clear that they were related to Tijuana. You know, they have these very characteristic killing methods, and there's actually a language that's developed to describe these methods.
Like, but for instance?
Entepado is one of them, and that means someone whose head has been taped with duct tape. And then there is the really horrible one called pozole, which is someone who has actually been dissolved in acid. That said, in San Diego, finding bodies isn't a daily occurrence like it is in Tijuana. It has a more cyclical characteristic to it.
Are people immigrating to San Diego basically to get away from the drug violence?
They are. You can drive around some of the upper middle class and upper class neighborhoods in Tijuana, and you see for sale signs all over. It's people that got a kidnapping threat and just up and left, some in the middle of the night. Though San Diego is a sanctuary for people who are escaping the violence, it's also a sanctuary for people who are involved in it. I once drove around a few neighborhoods in the southern part of San Diego with someone who had a bird's eye view of the Arellano Felix cartel back in the heyday. And we would drive and the person would point out a house and say, you know, that guy was killed who lived there. We'd go another block. Well, that guy was killed who lived there. And, you know, that guy was involved on the financial side, et cetera, et cetera.
Now, when it comes to the drug trade into the United States, last year a big tunnel was discovered and it was shut down. But has drug flow into San Diego remained steady? Has it increased of late?
San Diego's really a transit point for drugs. So while these big shipments do come across and some does stay here, most of it's shipped out to other parts of the state or other parts of the country. It's estimated that 80% of the meth in all of the U.S. comes from Mexico.
And are American police and police from Mexico working together on these issues?
On a federal level, there's been this unprecedented cooperation in terms of extraditing drug traffickers from Mexico to face charges and come to trial in San Diego. There's actually the head of two cartels are in jail in San Diego awaiting trial.
Now, yesterday we heard about corruption in the Mexican police force. Are we seeing the same types of police corruption issues down there in San Diego?
There have been a handful of cases in the past couple of years that there have been corrupt border agents that were in cahoots with human smugglers or helped smuggle drugs. You know, these guys literally get bought off. I think there were eight that pleaded guilty to the smuggling last year. And, you know, the court documents in these cases are pretty juicy. In two recent cases, they talked about women smugglers who literally seduced the male border agents. They flirted with them. They gave them money and cars to get their loads of people across. But in San Diego, the shootouts that you see in Tijuana where you never, it's a little bit murky which side the police are actually on. Those kinds of things really stay south of the border.
Amy, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Amy Isaacson covers the border for member station KPBS in San Diego.